once, there was a king named Uttanapada who had two wives, Suniti and Surichi. Surichi, King Uttanapada's younger wife, was the king's favorite. Suniti was not at all favored by the king. One day, Surichi's son Uttama and Suniti's son Dhruva were playing in the throne room.
Dhruva! Dhruva, come over here! I want to show you something really good.
That's certainly wonderful, Uttam. Let's play over here.
Their Royal Majesties, King Uttanapad and Queen Surichi.
Father!
Father!
Father! Father, I want to come up and sit next to Uttam.
Later, Dhruva.
But I want to get up on the throne and sit with you and Uttam.
Child, first deserve and then desire.
Huh?
Although you are the king's son, as much as my son, Uttam, your great misfortune is that I am not your mother. But, my dear child, you are perhaps unaware of it. But your desire is doomed to failure. It will be impossible for you to sit on the throne, because you were born of another woman.
Mother Surichi,
if you really want to rise to the throne of the king, then follow this advice. First, satisfy Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. And when you are favored by him, then die and take your next birth in my womb.
Father, you're silent and not protesting. I now know the anger a snake feels when beaten by a stick. I'm immediately leaving this palace.
Dhruva, Dhruva, what's the matter? Have you had a fight with Uttam? No. No, you're trembling in great anger. What happened? Why are you so angry? And why are you crying so pitifully? Calm down and tell me what happened.
Queen Suniti, I'm sorry to have to be the one. While the king was sitting on his throne, Uttama climbed up to sit with his father. Dhruva also wanted to sit on the throne.
As the harsh words spoken to Dhruva were repeated to Suniti, her heart burned as if in a forest fire, and her bright lotus-like face filled with tears.
Dhruva, listen to me. Yes, mother. My dear son, don't wish pain on others. For those who cause pain must one day themselves suffer from that very pain. But Mother Surichi spoke so harshly to me. She made me so angry. Although it's hard to accept what Surichi has said, it's true. If you wish to sit on the throne, give up your envy and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Will that help me sit on the throne? You've come to me, insulted by your stepmother, crying for help, but I am unable to do anything. But Krishna can help. He's so kind to his devotees, and his kindness surpasses the kindness of millions of mothers. Mother, I will take shelter of Krishna, and then I'll be able to sit on the throne. I'm leaving the palace to find Krishna. Thank you, Mother. Goodbye, Dhruva. I pray that you will place the Supreme Personality of Godhead within your heart, and thus everything will become easy and successful. It's scary out here. I am the son of King Uttanapada, and I'm not frightened.
I'll sit down and I'll do yoga and meditate. And I'm going to find God and get my kingdom. And it will be so big, so very big, it will be bigger than the whole universe.
As Dhruva began meditating,
Radhika Raman, 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 Radhika Raman. How strong is the Kshatriya spirit of this son of King Uttanapad. The boy is only 5 years old, yet harsh words from his stepmother proved unbearable to him. I want to help him, but first I'll test his determination. Dhruva!
Nardamuni!
My dear boy, you are young. You should be out playing. Why be disturbed by words insulting your honor?
Oh, sage Narada, this may be the case with ordinary boys, but I am the son of King Uttanapad.
It's true you are the son of a great king, but still, finding God by the process of yoga is almost impossible, even for a man. Return home and try again when you grow up.
Although your instructions are good, I can't go home, for my heart is full of material desires.
Listen, instead of trying to fulfill them, keep yourself satisfied with whatever is offered by the Supreme Lord. Return home and become tolerant.
My heart has been pierced by the harsh words of my stepmother Suruchi, and nothing seems valuable to me anymore except to become king.
I can see you are truly determined.
My father is King Uttanapad, the king of the whole world, and my great-grandfather is Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe. Please help me achieve a kingdom greater than either my father's or my great-grandfather's.
Your demand to have a kingdom greater than the universe is that of a playful child. Practically, it is impossible to achieve.
Yes, Narada, it is practically impossible. But with your blessings, Krishna will be pleased. And if Krishna is pleased, then I can achieve even the impossible.
All right. So immediately go to the bank of the Jamuna River in Vrindavan. Bathe in the river and become purified. Practice yoga. But while practicing, meditate on the Supreme Lord who lives in everyone's heart. And chant this mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Again.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Good. Also, construct a deity of the Lord and offer him fruits and flowers. Dhruva, follow my instructions and you will reach perfection and you will achieve your desires. You may leave for Vrindavan.
Thank you, Sri Narada.
I think it wise to visit King Uttanapad and see how he is faring. Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman.
Why have I acted so foolishly and rejected my son? Maybe he's cold or hungry. Maybe he's been attacked by wolves or lions alone in the forest. Because of my hard-heartedness. Dhruva, my son Dhruva, let my kingdom go to hell.
Hare Krishna.
Narada Muni.
King Uttanapad. You appear distressed. What is troubling you?
Because of my cruel behavior, my son Dhruva has left the shelter of my home.
You need not worry about
him. But he's alone in the forest. He may be hungry or hunted by wild animals. Who's there to protect him?
Great souls like your son are never unprotected.
But Dhruva is only 5 years old.
Although only five, because of his determination to find Krishna, his mission will soon be successful. King Uttanapad, do not fear for Dhruva. It will not be long before you see your son again.
After Dhruva Maharaj arrived in Vrindavan, he began worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He first ate only fruits and berries, and then only dry grass and leaves. In the fourth month, he mastered the yogic breathing exercises and thus breathed only once every 12 days. By the fifth month, Dhruva Maharaj was able to fully concentrate on the Supreme. As he captured the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart, Dhruva became heavier than the heaviest.
What's that?
The universe seems to be trembling.
What's causing it?
I don't know.
Help!
Help!
Help! Maybe it's the time of destruction.
It's getting worse.
What should we do?
Shiva is meditating nearby. Let's go.
Help! Help! Lord Shiva! Help!
Oh, greatest of the demigods, we are frightened by this universal trembling. Please. Please, please!
Help!
Help! Help!
O demigod, although universal destruction is caused by me, its time is not yet here. I am not causing this shaking of the universe. Since Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and since he controls both the material and spiritual worlds, let us approach him.
Frightened and choked, the demigods took shelter of Krishna, who informed them that their distress was caused by the severe austerities of the boy devotee Dhruva Maharaj. Assuring the demigods that he would stop Dhruva and thereby save them, the Lord went to Mahavana Forest in Vrindavan. As Dhruva meditated, the brilliant form of the Lord suddenly appeared. Dhruva was stunned and could not say a word. To help him, the Lord blessed Dhruva by touching his head with his conch shell.
You are the Supreme and the creator of the material world. Foolish persons such as myself desire things other than your service, and thus they pray to you for useless enjoyment. Lord, worshipping and serving you is better than becoming a king. I understand that now. Please protect me, for I am your devotee.
You have completed your vows, and I shall fulfill the desire within your heart. You will rule earth for thousands of years without becoming old, and thus you will enjoy regal happiness on this planet. And when you die, you will remember me, and will attain dominion over my planet, the indestructible glowing pole star.
Alas, how foolish I was for approaching Krishna for a kingdom. Krishna can give us freedom from birth and death, and still, I wanted to become a king. I was looking for glass, but by the mercy of Narada, Krishna gave me the most valuable jewel, his service. I will go home now.
When King Uttanapada heard that Dhruva was returning, he eagerly mounted his golden chariot, gathered his ministers and friends, and left his city. As his procession approached a nearby forest, the king saw Dhruva. With great haste, he dismounted his chariot and embraced his long-lost son.
Dhruva! Dhruva, you've returned!
You've returned.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to. Don't apologize, Mother. I feel no malice.
Long may you live, Dhruva. Long may you live.
My son,
my son. I have a great hero for a son. I missed you so much, Druva. But at last my misery has ended, for you are coming home.
Let us now go back to the city, where the citizens are waiting to celebrate your return.
Even if a person has material desires for fame, profit, or power, he should approach only the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, to satisfy his desires. Anyone who hears the narration of Dhruva Maharaj and repeatedly tries with faith and devotion to understand Dhruva's character attains pure devotional service, and by such activities, he diminishes all the miseries within his life.